This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
We talk about Laravia, all of these new additions. Yeah, it feels like Keon Ellis is a new addition for the Sacramento Kings since Mike has been gone. And perhaps even since De'Aaron has been gone. I don't know exactly how you explain Keon Ellis's role, but it's a role on this team. And Kings fans have begged when you've watched different players throughout the years, like, why can't we find that diamond in the rough? Why can't we find that guy in the second round? Why can't we? Well, we got one, and it's Keon Ellis. The Kings have found Keon Ellis, and last night, 7 of 11 from 3, man, 27 points to lead the team in scoring, something that he's done on multiple occasions in a role where he has taken a big minutes role over the last couple of weeks and has been incredible. Like, he's playing more minutes per game, you know, over the last couple of weeks than Malik did last year.
Yeah.
In his sixth man of the year campaign.
Yeah, Keon has been fun because he's not just giving you points. He's still that lockdown defender. He's, you know, deflections and causing turnovers and really bodying and kind of being that player that you want to see. You wanted to see really De'Aaron be, but he's much cheaper. And there is no ego there. And, yeah, I think that there's so much to be said about the role that you have and the coach that you have and how much belief they have in you. And it was clear that Mike Brown just never really quite believed in Keon, even though I feel like all the fans, myself included, believed in Keon.
I feel like his teammates believed
in
him.
Yeah,
Mike felt like an outlier in terms of his belief of Keon. You heard... You know, it's again, it's one thing for fans to be, you know, entrenched in what a guy is doing, or particularly last year, what a guy is doing when, you know, Malik is off the floor, Kevin's on the floor. Keon played a lot in necessity last year. Again, that doesn't mean he played bad, but it means he played a lot in necessity. And then you had him playing like in Summer League and California Classic and all these different things. And it's like, all right. What exactly is that? And we look back at it now, it feels like he was in a constant state of trying to prove himself to Mike Brown and perhaps this front office. And then Mike's out, and all of a sudden Doug's like, no, I can utilize Keon. And he had a couple of games to start his run as the coach where I think Keegan was out. You know, he had guys who weren't there. He didn't have a complete complement of lineup. And the number one question was, how is Keon going to integrate in all of this? And he's integrated just fine.
Yeah.
Now with De'Aaron gone, it's even more magnified.
He's such a winning player. Like, he makes winning plays. Last night, it was his job, so to speak, to hit the open shot. He did that. Other nights, he's going to have 5 points, but you've got to, you know, do what you can with Kyrie. You know what I'm saying? Just, like, try the best you can. And whatever is called for, he's willing and able to do on a night-to-night basis. And TK, you know, those guys are invaluable.
Invaluable. Yeah. Those are the kinds of guys, like, the, and he's only 6'3", but That's why the New Orleans Pelicans like Herb Jones so much. That's why mm-hmm. they like Dyson Daniels so much. You have a Swiss Army knife. They can do a little bit of everything.
There's an unknown caller calling Trista right now.
Unknown.
Just an unknown person. It's probably a front office member.
They're saying, hey.
See who it is.
Don't be talking about De'Aaron Fox like that.
Well, it might be De'Aaron.
Might be. So did you guys give him my number? You guys forwarded him on to me? Hey, she's leading
Trista,
the charge.
Yeah, Trista was. Trista
Instagram was thinks I hate him. Instagram really is like, every time you open your mouth about De'Aaron, something bad's coming out. I'm like, well, there's not a lot good to go on.
I was about
to say,
if you
right
do
now.
Some good.
Yeah.
Well, you're not the biggest De'Aaron Fox fan.
I've always loved De'Aaron. He's
loved?
Been, yeah, in terms of his ability and skill on the court, right? He is one of, I've always said, Foxy's one of the most fun players to watch in the league. In clutch time, I've enjoyed watching him do his thing. He feels unguardable at times. The mid-range that he has, how he's increased his efficiency from beyond the arc, like that's a real skill. That takes a lot of time. Mm-hmm. I'm very focused on evaluating players from a mental and leadership perspective. And if you are a super max or a max player, mm-hmm. and maybe I'm wrong for that.
Mm-hmm.
I expect a certain level of X factor inside of you where you are a leader of men. That's why I'm not a big Brandon Ingram fan, is I don't think Brandon Ingram is worth $40 million.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Brandon Ingram is in Toronto. He loves it. He becomes the cornerstone of what they're doing over there, him and Scotty Barnes. Mm-hmm. I interviewed Brandon Ingram when he was a rookie, and Brandon Ingram showed up looking blitzed out of his mind and for a knee brace commercial. I was like, hey, we need some B-roll from you. Can you do some layups and some dunks for us so that we can grab that video footage to put into this interview? And he goes, nah, I'm a gunna. Okay, then. All right, then. I'm a gunna. I will never forget that stuff. So, like, the interview was unusable. And maybe he just didn't vibe with me. Cool. But, like, that nah, I'm a gunna vibe has permeated throughout his career,
well,
right? Like, yeah. He does what he wants to do. So De'Aaron has other qualities that I, like, look at and say, that's concerning to me. You just fade into the background. You don't raise the energy and excitement of the troops. You make little sneak disses. That's just not what I want from a max player. But skill-wise, the things that De'Aaron does with the basketball in his hand on the court, I love his game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's as good as SGA, but that's okay. SGA is going to win the MVP this year. Mm-hmm. And I will be proven to be correct about wanting SGA over De'Aaron Fox. I know we argued about that last year.
Yeah.
I am proven to be on the right side of history there.
You know, I'm starting to like a little bit too, a little bit more than I maybe had in the past is Ja Morant.
Oh, yeah.
I always liked his game, but I didn't really like his personality too much. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know if anything has changed. It doesn't feel like. But this year, it just seems like it's just a little different. It's a little bit more unifying than as opposed to in the past. It was like, look at me type stuff. It's more about, like, us. Like, I don't know.
We've had no Ja Morant shenanigans for the entire year.
Right.
The team is playing winning basketball. They are fun. The relationship between him and Zach Edey is awesome. It feels like everyone's pulling in the same direction. Jaren Jackson is doing his thing. Desmond Bane is doing his thing. Yeah, I've always said, the line that I continue to use is, Ja Morant's the most exciting player on a Tuesday in January that you will ever find. The things that he does are highlight worthy just because he decides to. It doesn't need to be like,
I see that movie did against Phoenix the other day?
Yes.
And then look back and then switch hands.
Ridiculous. That's why he's one of those guys, if somebody doesn't like the NBA, you just show him those highlights. But yeah, Ja has matured a lot, I think.
That injury, I think, was one of the best things to happen to him. Not the actual injury, but the fact that it took him out. Mm-hmm. It took him out and it put him away. And the pressure of coming back from that suspension and dealing with all of that was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And if you brought it up this year, you would have asked. Like, look, he came back long enough for you to answer questions, you know, ask, do all that, get your big think piece out, set the Grizzlies on fire for a heartbeat, I think hit a game winner in his first game back,
yep.
and then had to leave.
Yeah.
And I swear that was the best thing that happened to him, because now it's like I really do feel like it's a fresh start for him. And you talk about like his personality. I can't think of anything other than his game. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't think of a single Ja Morant anything.
Not past one headline.
The ridiculous highlights he has on a night to night basis when he's out there.
The only thing you can criticize Ja for right now is some of these colorways on the Ja shoe. Are just outrageous.
Not my favorite.
Like
but
the leopard print.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not. I'm out.
I'm not the
I feel
devil.
Like I'm out. Yeah.
There's a couple that I would get. I don't know if I'm getting them over the 81s or
yeah.
You know, I mean, anything like that. But I'm okay. I'm okay with them.
I've never rocked like the Volts and the Grinches and the reverse Grinches. Them loud colorways have never been my.
Yeah, it's a lot. Bag.
Yeah, like even like the foxes that came. I'm not wearing that.
I think there's also, we probably haven't discussed this, but there is this new trend where we are just making the loudest basketball shoes on planet Earth.
Right.
For no reason. The colors don't make no damn sense together. The KDs that he was just wearing the other day, I was like, these are disgusting. I hate these. And I never want to say negative things about basketball shoes from players that I enjoy, but they are gross. I don't like them. I saw there was a whole little carousel on Instagram last night that was all these basketball player shoes that were guys were wearing in the NBA the last week, and I was like, I hate all of these.
Yeah.
The leopard print, the pink in this, the ones that LeBron just had on the other night. No.
LeBron 22s is whack. But did you ever like get any clarification on the book ones? Because those are my favorite hoop shoes out right now.
People love them. People love playing in those. I think they kind of look a little like the Air Force Ones. Like, he loves that canvas sort of material.
A little bit. There's a little bit more pliability.
Yes.
To them.
Yeah.
It's for 2025.
Yeah.
2025 basketball players.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They're
fun. I know. I like those. Yeah.
Are they comfortable?
I like the books. They're so for
like
me.
Them.
They're a little snug for me. Like Kyrie's shoe used to be really snug because they were like narrow. They were narrower than other. I feel like books are a little narrow, or it just might be I don't wear them enough and haven't like really broke them in. But they're I like book shoe.
Size 11, coach.
Size 11.
Size 11,
right.
11
and good luck with that. Good luck with that. I got so many shoes, I don't know what to do with them. We've been the same size for 20 years. Coach.
Why don't you give some of them away?
Oh, it ain't me.
No, Coach Lawson won't send us any shoes.
Dang.
And then she'll be on Instagram the next day.
Oh, thanks.
Look at the special.
No, thanks, Vanessa. Just got a truckload of unreleased Mamba.
It's a cold world out there.
It's tough, man.
If you can't have that level of love from like your ride or die, what are we
No,
doing?
The tough part is
it's like tough.
The tough part is when you get up and you go, just remind me. Okay. And then it's like, no, because you know I'm gonna forget. Just remind me. Like, okay. So a couple days later,
you're a bill collector.
Yeah,
now.
Like, hey, can you get that? I'm still waiting for the Yolanda Player Society t-shirt. Hey, could you get that shirt and them shoes out? Yeah, as soon as I get back to campus. Another week passes. Hey, could you get that stuff out? What stuff? Never mind.
That's so tough. That's what couples counseling's for.
Calls back. Hey, sorry I didn't answer the phone. I had to move all these shoes out of the way to get to it. That's cool.
Man.
It's all good, man.
Tough.
Oh, man.
Cold world.
That's cold.
I don't need no more shoes, though.
Did you ever get any clarification on those banned ones?
Yeah.
They said
I got
no.
A laughing
it's a
emoji
hard,
back.
Hard no.
Yeah,
but they got like 10,000 of those?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a straight laughing emoji.
They said, yeah, right.
I didn't even put the call out, bro.
I say,
right. But like, nah,
I thought maybe because it was a size 6.
So you know what? You know what I found when I used to navigate. They used to have a. Now they have like swish. I'm sure they have it. It's just like a when you have a like an allotment. It's you go to the same like website that everybody has an allotment for, right? And of course Kobe doesn't have an allotment. Kobe told Nico what he wanted. They got it.
I want Luka.
Well, it worked. It very literally worked. But like. Those sizes, the women's sizes were the ones that always went the fastest.
Gone.
Every time. Just gone.
It's rough. I'm going to have to get on like GOAT or something.
You're going to run into somebody this week.
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, you're going to be fine.
You think so? You think they're going to sell them here? in the Bay? You think they're going to have like a little capsule?
I wouldn't be surprised.
You said there's a Jordan event tomorrow you were going. Event.
I don't know if they're going to have them there. I know Shoe Palace is going to have them.
Where's that?
They're all through, all around the region.
Well, there's only like a handful of stores that are having them.
Yeah, it's
there has to be one in San Francisco. Like, this is one of the biggest shoe weeks of the year.
Shoe Palace, right? Shoe Palace is starting the Bay Area, so they got a gang of them.
It's on Instagram somewhere, the stores that have them.
Yeah.
That have the bands.
But I don't even know if they're going to have them at that event. They had the other little Jordan ones that they were pushing earlier.
Those white and red ones. Those are not the same. No. I don't want
those. Black Toes?
Yeah.
Black Toes?
Yeah. They've been pushing those this week a little bit.
They're like, on sneakers. They're trying to finesse you into thinking.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
These guys, no fam, no. You didn't banned Jalen Hurts shoes.
Like when you were like 10 and you're like, I want a Tickle Me Elmo. And they're like, here's this troll doll. It's like, no. I didn't want those
Tickle
things.
Tickle Me. But those went off. It was wild.
Those were off Tickle the me shelves.
Elmo. It wasn't it? The other one was Potty Elmo.
Wasn't oh, I don't know nothing about that one. But that Tickle Me Elmo Christmas was crazy.
That was crazy. I remember that. That was a moment. That was a moment.
That was a moment you probably have to explain to somebody. Jesse.
What you know about Tickle Me
Jesse,
Elmo?
You know what? Were you alive for the Tickle Me Elmo era?
I don't think so. What's going on with Tickle Me Elmo?
Okay. Jesse might have been asking for Tickle Me Elmo.
He might have
never had. I don't think I've ever had an Elmo. Yeah. I had the Diamond Tapia. Dallas Page, the plush or whatever.
The like the little wrestling buddy?
Yeah.
Diamond Dallas Page?
Yeah.
For real?
Shout out DDP.
Wow. Do you guys remember Stretch Armstrong?
Oh yeah.
And they had them in like the dog ones. Yeah. And then those were super
you,
hard to get
what
to.
What you know about Gak?
Oh, we had Gak too. Oh yeah. Gak, Pogs.
I don't. What the hell?
Nickelodeon Gak.
Gak?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to just go to commercial and come back.
Back here, D-Lo and KC, Trista Crick in the building, live in the studio for the second time.
Second or third?
This might you've be been third. Here three times, but I don't think you've been in the studio.
I thought times. I came on the show. Maybe not. Maybe it was just the second time.
Because you were here. Sounds right. You know what time you were here that I just, it was like a blur, was the playoffs.
Yeah.
What happened?
What happened?
Like, did you not stay in Sacramento?
I went game one and game two here.
Where were you staying, though?
Some hotel downtown near Doco,
we
remember?
We didn't even link.
Yes, we did.
Where'd we go?
We went to the game together.
We went? No, I know we did. But, like, we didn't link before the game?
Yes, we did. You picked me up. Remember we drove out there together, and then you couldn't find parking, and then you dropped me off at the hotel? Yeah, you did.
That was game one?
That was game one, I think.
Because we almost didn't make it. And then how did we separate?
You had to get find parking. I needed to get something from my hotel. And then I walked there and met up
that
with you.
That day was a blur.
Yeah, That day was a blur.
It was a blur. Yeah.
And then game two, I forget what was going on there.
Game two, we was in the seats.
Mm-hmm, in the seats.
He was down there in the seats, down there in the D-Lo seats.
Yeah, and then...
even though D-Lo wasn't sitting with us.
Yeah. And then game three and four, I went out to,
you went to
San Francisco. Yeah. And then I didn't come back after that. Thank you.
Good times, though.
It was good times.
But it's always a good time when Trista Crick is here. I'm glad you decided to go to the All-Star game because it was looking iffy.
It
after
was.
After Super Bowl week, huh?
It was. And then I realized I had credentials, which we'll see how many of them I use. And then I got invited from Meta to go to a couple of creator events in the Bay. And
you got plus one. What's up?
I do. Yeah. You want to come through?
Pull up, man.
You got to be here photographer, though.
You have to be there.
You have to.
That's fine. I got that.
And, I absolutely expected TK to pull up with another person.
Like I might next time.
Like her own Leezy.
I need that. Yeah, I need that. So I'm going to do that. I think Playmaker has some live stuff going on. Underdog has their Gilbert Arena show recording today and tomorrow. So, yeah.
Bunch of stuff going on. You've been to a few. Obviously, Damian has been to a few. This is my first, like, NBA...
Congratulations.
All-Star Weekend. Like, I've been in the streets for All-Star Weekend, but never NBA.
In the building.
Yeah. Do you, like, you still like Saturday night?
It's okay. I think it's the only night I want to go to, though.
Mm.
So, Friday night and Sunday are just kind of like, what are we doing?
Is there energy in the building? Like,
not really.
No?
No. You're going to be disappointed. You will.
No, don't do that. Like, you might like it.
I'll like it anyway. As I like the people watching, I like
it. I think Kenny's just... like a better person than me and you. Like,
well,
he just enjoys life and people, and he's not as cynical.
Yeah.
There's things that he latches onto that he's like, wow, that was really amazing and dope, and he like remembers it. And us, we're just like, oh, it was kind of whack, you know? He's like, I shouldn't have gone outside for that.
Yeah, well, you know what part of it is like, I've been, but I've never been as media. I've been as like a plus one. Mm. And I know, like, how the person is. I'm not getting that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what do I want to go?
True.
What do I want a downgraded experience for?
Understandable.
I've experienced it. It was fun. Like, I've been to All-Star Saturday Night a couple times. First time I saw Russell Westbrook in person was the rookies game. Mm-hmm. saw Dwight in the dunk contest with the Superman cape where he like threw it through the rim. I was at that. I think that was New Orleans. Saw Nate Robinson jump
over.
Oh,
you went to New Orleans?
Yeah, I've been to New Orleans.
I went to New Orleans. That was 2017?
You Dallas?
Went
to no, the one before that.
Yeah. Okay.
Right after Katrina.
Oh, wow.
So mine are early 2000s. Like I did New Orleans, Dallas, and Phoenix. The Phoenix All-Star Game. Like the whole Steve Kerr general manager firing was lingering over that entire All-Star game.
Oh, wow.
And I think the second festivities ended, like if I remember right, that Monday, they fired him. They let him get through the whole weekend. When everyone left, they fired him.
Let me ask you guys this. If the All-Star
game. Jim Parks would have loved it.
Loved it. If the All-Star game was in Dallas this year, would they have traded Luka?
Oh, my God.
Great question.
Wow.
I say no. You can't. How would you do that?
That would be raucous.
Could you imagine? That would be insane. Yeah, that'd be crazy. I don't know. I can't imagine you do, but
you
like
right?
The circumstances are the same, right? Like you think he's fat, he's unconditioned, he's got $300 million coming his way.
He's not even an All-Star this year.
He's not playing?
Yeah, not playing in it.
Man.
Ship his ass out. Man. We'll hold it at the AA.
I definitely would have we just would have done it in the summer. Like I'm not trading him at the deadline. Like I still feel the same way. Like I don't believe in this guy. He's going to ask for an extension. We'll just handle it in the summer. We'll trade him out in the summer. We ain't doing it right now.
That's a hell of a scenario to think about, though.
I saw him last. Luka does need to get in shape.
He does look big. He looks hard-nessed.
Right? Well, it's probably worse because he's been hurt.
Yes.
Like, he's already a guy who doesn't know how to, by all the appearances, doesn't know how to take care of himself. Now he's injured.
He's a bucket. He's going to score regardless of how much he weighs. But I saw him.
He looks like he's moving in slow motion.
He does. He always kind of looks like he's moving in slow motion, though.
Yeah, like now because he's overweight.
Yes.
Like KC will tell you, pull up the bubble highlights.
That's a different person.
Man, like he looked like.
Body tape, like the way he moved, the way he plays.
White Kyrie Irving out there moving around.
No, for real. It's crazy. He still gets buckets. But this is what I've said, Tristan. About that trade. I wouldn't have done it just like everybody else. I do understand the premise of this guy's just never going to get it. Maybe we'll stumble back to the finals or whatever, but it's getting worse. Like every year it's getting worse that he doesn't take care of his body. And I'm about to get this guy $500 million? I wouldn't have done it. I would have kept him, and I would just cross my fingers.
But you wouldn't have liked it.
Yeah,
you wouldn't have liked it.
I would have just crossed my fingers and been like, I hope I'm wrong. But have we ever seen that turn around? No, like think of guys like, I don't mean to disparage anybody, but like, and I'm not saying he gets this big, but like Oliver Miller, Antoine Walker. These guys never like got it and were like, oh, I'm about to get in good shape.
But they were never Luka.
Right.
True. No, that's why you take a chance. But physically, the things we're talking about,
well,
you think he's just going to get it and start
getting in shape? There's a Luka-level player who didn't get it.
Who's that?
Shaquille O'Neal.
I was just thinking that.
Shaquille O'Neal took years off of his career.
But Shaquille...
Was pretty decently lean in L.A.
He got it enough in L.A. where he changed the way he went about things. Then he got bigger.
Well, he was lean in Orlando. He was lean in the early part of his career.
L.A. was just in the beginning of the upswing.
And they saw it, and they were like, go play for the Heat.
But he got it in Miami.
He was pretty big in Miami.
I don't think he did.
No, he did. The first 2 years, Shaq got in shape. Shaq got in shape for 2 years in Miami. And it made him look bad. It made the Lakers look bad. And
yeah, he does look pretty lean there.
The first 2 years, he got it. Like, that was the wake-up call. And he had something to prove to the Lakers. But, yeah, he always went back and forth. And I just thought, I don't know.
Really?
Look at like some game film. Like, pull up a highlight.
Yeah, I'm just looking at pictures.
Look at a highlight of him in the finals even. Or like, he had slimmed down. But, like I said, I take my chances with Luka, but I don't think he's going to get it. Like, I don't think he's going to change who he is.
No. I think you just have to balance that this isn't just a product of okay, we want to win basketball games. We want to be a championship contender. You have to look at season ticket sales. Mm-hmm. You have to look at that the fan base thinks of him like the next Dirk.
Yeah.
They think of him as a guy that they can root for and feel invested in and rock with regardless. He's fat, but he's our fat guy. And we think he can take us to tremendous heights. He's given us moments.
Yeah, but the problem is we aren't paying him $300 million.
That's right. But the fans are who is the lifeblood of a franchise. Mm. And once you take the joy from them, once you take the culture out of the fan base, you have a really hard time building anything real. And so I like Anthony Davis fine. Even if he didn't have injury issues, I just think you have to balance the fact of like, wow, this optically is not only looks so bad, but our fans may never come back around.
Man, that's tough.
They feel betrayed. Mm-hmm. And I get it too. Like Luka, I think, I've always said if Luka was to train in the offseason with LeBron in LA and trim down and did everything that LeBron did day to day to day to day,
mm-hmm.
he's an MVP, multiple time MVP.
Mm.
Period. But he does what he wants to do. He has his own crew of trainers that he uses and doesn't use the team side at all. They're very frustrated by that. Here's a scenario. If you're Golden State and you get Dunleavy Jr. gets the call from Nico and says, I will trade you Luka for Steph straight up, knowing that probably as soon as Steph leaves that building, that valuation craters. Do you trade Steph for Luka?
I don't think you could do it.
Because you're doing another. You're betraying that fan base.
Yeah, like I don't think you could do it.
Well,
you just take your last 3 years of Steph. Or
even
whatever
if it reunites Clay and Steph back together, it's Clay, Steph,
and
Kyrie.
I don't think you can do it.
There's a difference. There's a difference there. Steph has finished his job. He's done his job in Golden State.
But that's not the question. You're talking about doing this quietly.
Yes.
Like so to the Golden State Warriors fan base, you just traded Steph Curry
for Luka.
I don't think the valuation
changes.
Well, but yeah, no, it doesn't.
Your fan base
but
doesn't
your fan
react
base
to that,
will be upset.
Like to Steph Curry.
There'll be a reaction, but it's not the same as Dallas because you're like Dallas.
Well, yeah, because he's not Anthony Davis.
Right.
Well, but Dallas is like. We're at the beginning. Imagine Steph Curry, they just lost to the Clippers in round one, and then you trade him.
Right.
Like that, like why would you do? He didn't give you four. He didn't give you a decade plus. There will be people who are upset and be sad because Steph is gone. But you could say, hey, man, he's at the end of his career. He's done it.
I think some fans, though, would be like, you should at least have enough respect to allow him to finish as a Warrior if he wants to. But if Steph said, I mean, if he didn't know, and you're thinking to yourself, well, this gives him another chance to win a ring, and we reset, and our valuation doesn't change, and now we have a new player for fans to rally around, and you sell it like that,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's a hard decision as a franchise if you're trading Luka for Steph.
Yeah. Yeah. That's tough.
I'm obsessing over my Miami Shaq take, and I'm standing on it.
I knew you were looking.
I'm just like I'm. I can't like I know like I see. Okay, I'm looking at like the top. I found a clip of him where I was like, okay, that looks like L.A. Shaq, but the rest he looks like bigger to me.
He does.
He ended up being bigger. Them first 2 years he got in shape.
First 2 years.
Mm-hmm. He got in shape.
I think he showed it maybe the second year.
Particularly the first year he was in shape.
Did they win?
They won the second year. Yeah. Particularly the first year.
I forgot Gary
year,
Payton
he got hurt,
was on that team. Did you guys forget
year,
that?
Third year.
Gary Payton was on that
Heat
team.
I forgot that.
Yeah.
Was he on? He wasn't on the Lakers championship. Was it Gary Payton
it
and
was,
Karl Malone?
Yeah. And,
that was
they
a
didn't
disaster.
Win,
no, they did not.
Yeah, they didn't win.
They did not win. It was a disaster. Steve Nash.
And they still, didn't he hit on Vanessa? They still invite
Carl?
That dude to things.
Yeah. Well, Carl, that was crazy what he said. That was crazy.
The NBA needs to learn cancel culture. they need to stop inviting
You can come right back.
Yeah, stop inviting everybody to All-Star Weekend.
Well, he's going to be there this
Karl Malone.
Rick Barry will be there this
and probably mad as hell. Just walking around angry. Just angry at everyone in sight.
All the Barrys are kind of like a little upset.
Well, John is an ass. And like Brent's he is not a nice human being.
Brent's kind of a cantankerous guy too.
Yeah, Brent was and like sitting up there with us one time.
Oh, like as a scout?
Yeah,
I believe it.
Just looking a certain way.
Yeah, why did Barry so angry?
They just have it. They just have it inside of them. I remember sitting next to Brent for the beginning of the Phil Knight Invitational when UConn was like starting to be UConn, and he was like, "How are you gonna keep your players in like solid when you just yell and bitch at them for every single thing they do?" That's a good idea. What a smart idea that was. Like very sarcastic. Very sarcastic.
Speaking of UConn, I'm tired of your boy, man.
I love Dan Hurley.
Oh, he hell sucks. No.
I'm tired of your boy, man. He said two rings, baby.
Sir, you're not even in the top 25 right now.
Oh, no. They'll be a monster in March Madness, I promise you.
They ain't going to make it to the second week, Tristan.
We'll have to see about that.
But Dan Hurley, who is a good coach.
I think he's a good coach.
He snuck those championships in when college basketball was weird. It was COVID. It was
what?
Like he snuck those in.
It was
weird.
After COVID.
No, but like you got the 7-year players and all that.
Oh yeah.
He snuck them in. Now we're getting back to like business.
30-year-old senior.
You got to really recruit. You got to get these high schoolers. I don't think he got it like that.
You don't think he had it?
No.
I like Dan Hurley. That's
who were they
guy.
Playing? Seton Hall, and he was doing all that.
No, Creighton.
Creighton.
Came after
That's
Creighton.
It settled down.
And like Creighton's not even a team you really want to like have to smack talk either. They're not a team that's particularly
how do you smack talk Creighton.
Yeah, I mean,
like what do you even say?
The Blue Jays, you know. He said two rings. Eat this.
Mm. Also, like, sir, go to the locker room. Get out of here. You are as annoying as it is.
How many jump shots did you take?
Getting Stephon Castle was a huge pickup.
That was
though.
A good pickup by him.
Donovan Klingon was just a sophomore as well. He was really young. Neither one of those were COVID seniors.
My college basketball wasn't ready. Duke, like Shire was just getting there. And like, the college
Shire had been there 3 years.
But he didn't have his recruiting class yet.
Dan Hurley had barely been there a few years, and he got it done.
Down with UConn. You and Jake Gaden, man, y'all could talk, man.
Is Jake out of the doghouse yet?
Jake's living his best life, man.
Is Jake out of the doghouse yet?
Jake didn't do anything wrong.
He didn't. I thought it was funny.
It was hysterical.
I couldn't believe he told me he got put on ice over that. I said, wow, that's why I can't do this.
And the opportunities that were offered him that were passed on were kind of crazy.
I'm looking at Shaq Heat highlights as well. I guess HD hasn't started.
Oh, no. No.
I guess HD hasn't started.
No, no. Someone absolutely uploaded this highlight from a VHS.
This is ridiculous. I can't tell.
I don't know
if he lost weight or not. Yeah. I can't tell.
Yeah, it's awful.
What year was that? 2004?
Four, five, yeah. Six.
They won in
those
six,
years?
So it was at 4 or 5.
Oh, so it would have had to have been 5, 6, 7.
Four,
then?
No, four. Cause,
oh, okay.
Or no.
4, 5, 5, 6. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's blurry. It's super blurry.
It's a tough look.
I can't actually tell.
Can you imagine showing like Reese something like someone who never lived through that,
bro?
Did you ever watch standard definition television?
Yeah. I remember. Yeah, I'm not that young. I'm not that young. Okay.
No. Okay. Do you remember watching standard definition?
Yeah.
Okay.
How old were you in 2004?
I was like eight or nine.
Okay,
bro. Lakers Celtics in the 80s looks better than these.
No, those videos are bad.
What the hell is going on here?
Like those videos are terrible, absolutely terrible.
You can't even tell whose number that has the ball. It's like, is that a 28 or a 23?
Why is it pixelated like that?
I'm just going to concede to D-Lo. I guess he was still fat. I don't know.
It was shot with a Trio like 750.
Is that Udonis Haslam still on this team? My goodness.
Funny enough, I think it is.
Yeah, like UD40. That is him.
That is Adonis Haslam. The one thing we know about this grainy video.
No, that is him.
How is the Zapruder film clearer than this?
Tell you, Celtics Lakers in the '80s was crystal clear compared to this stuff. It's crazy.
Still nothing to Wilt though, huh?
Still no 100. No, you know, no video.
We don't believe Wilt scored 100
because we can't find it.
Well, I'm not with them.
No, I don't. He did not. That's so fake. Babe Ruth calling his shot and
Babe Ruth calling the shot is the biggest crap. Isn't
there video of Babe Ruth calling a shot?
He didn't even call a shot. I think he's like pointed at the pitcher. Like,
it doesn't matter. Yeah, you could at least think that Babe Ruth called a shot. We have a video of Babe Ruth allegedly calling his shot, but no video of Wilt Chamberlain scoring 100 points.
There's got to be a reason because there was multiple newspapers that reported on it.
I believe it. I still believe it.
Hey guys, what if we all said, it was probably like two newspapers. What if we said in the AP, what if we said Wilt scored 100 tonight?
I mean, it was probably down bad for ratings that week.
You think,
fiending for money.
Trade Wilt. That's how they get ratings.
Well, they did that. Wilt was traded.
We'll just put a piece of paper and just write 100 and just hold it.
He had 30 points.
Wilt had the worst game of his career, and someone said, hey, man, hold this paper up to the TV.
He had 10 points.
Yeah.
And they're like, let me put another zero up. He won't even know.
Just hold this up, Wilt. Wow.
Good times.
Is there an AI-created video of Wilt scoring 100? Did you watch the documentary?
I don't think I did. No.
The one is really good, but it's kind of wild because they took his book and they used AI to have him narrate, like Wilt Chamberlain
narrates
the documentary.
That is crazy.
What, Goliath? That's what they did?
Yeah.
They used AI for that?
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't think there's any AI in visuals.
Uh-huh.
There's only AI, like the voice you hear narrate.
That's trippy.
It's Wilt.
That's trippy. Did you guys see that Jimmy Johnson thing? Used AI to go through Jimmy Johnson, the coach's career.
Mm-mm.
No, I haven't seen that either.
So he's talking and the visuals of him at Miami, him at Dallas. Like it's cool, but it is kind of, once again, it's
An AI tribute? Oh, yeah, that just came out.
I saw the Kanye
they did
video.
It for the Super, which, well, stayed away from that guy. What'd he do?
Well, he didn't. There's a video of a bunch of celebrities denouncing Kanye West.
Oh, wow.
But it's not real.
But it's AI?
Oh. It's all AI.
Huh.
Yeah, they showed the Jimmy Johnson during the
Super Bowl
pregame.
Oh, I didn't see any of the pregame.
Neither did I.
There was a concert? There's like a concert for pregame, wasn't there?
You could tell me anything. I don't know.
The only thing I actively went to watch was Lady Gaga. That was the only
thing
I wanted to. Oh, that was incredible.
Was it? I didn't see
that.
It
was absolutely incredible. Gaga. So that was, I didn't know the context of it when I kept hearing about it. That was obviously filmed a night or two before. Mm. It was beautiful. Like, it was incredible. Mm. They did a great, great job. They had, I assume it was Bourbon Street shut down. They had like firefighters, first responders. For some reason, Tom Brady, he was wearing like maybe a fire department T-shirt or something like that.
Weird.
it was kind of weird. You're not used to seeing Tom in like a regular person's clothes.
Yeah, what
right?
are we doing here?
So it did look very odd, but like the performance, it was incredible, and she killed it. Like, it was amazing.
So there was a bar I was supposed to go to and meet up with some folks from NBC, and they shut everyone out and kicked them out because Lady Gaga wanted to have a drink there.
Oh, well,
so
that's what happens
probably,
with Kenny.
That was like two, that's yeah.
We go out with KC tonight, they might throw everyone out of Makuni so we can go eat.
Why would they do that? Why would anybody believe you? It's not factual.
Not even close to it.
But I do.
Okay.
No, nothing. I love that delivery wound up in Aaron Roberts' hands. Like, of all of the people that delivery's hands could have wound up in, it was Aaron. And Aaron stands behind Jesse like, what do you want me to do with these? Aaron, you know where to take them, man. Take them down to the other studio. Thank you, Aaron. Charlie, tell Aaron I said thank you.
Yeah, a man of the people. He even answers the door from time to time.
No, he was probably coming back in from lunch and... They're like, hey,
yeah, it's 2:30. Yeah, coming in from
Well, he doesn't want to eat chips and donuts that are laid out there for the middle school class party.
I'm not mad at my man. He gets that in and out every 2-3 weeks or so.
No,
he does. To him.
He does.
Did you have donuts today? Mm-hmm. Yeah? You had a donut when I came in. Where did you get that?
It's right there.
Oh,
did you want a donut or a cookie? Because this is how we eat around Odyssey.
I don't know. I think I need to kind of clean it up. I had some Flamin' Hot Cheetos earlier today, so I think
it's probably been a crazy week.
It has.
Oh, we're going to eat good tonight, though.
I know. I was just on the Makuni's website at the break, just looking at the spicy tuna roll.
Man, I like Makuni's. I don't even know what I get from there.
You get the DMC 10 times out of 10, get that DeMarcus Cousins roll.
What's the DMC? They have a DMC?
Oh, yeah. That roll ain't going nowhere. That roll is fire.
What's in it?
Everything. All right. It's like a $27 roll, but it's worth every penny.
Is it?
It's fantastic.
You going to get the Fox roll?
Nah, man.
Is he going to get a tribute?
Oh, that was a joke. That was a joke. I don't even know what the Fox roll is.
It's tempura, lobster, avocado, crab.
That's what I'm saying. It's everything.
White tuna sauce torched with tempura bits. $28. Upcharge for if you want sub brown rice. But I mean, if you're doing $28, who cares?
I'm not subbing it with brown rice. Like, give me this the way God intended.
Exactly. So my mom's got a fighting diabetes. She's fighting the good fight. And sorry, Mom, that's a HIPAA violation. And so she is like very against brown rice. That's like the only rice she can really have because of the sugar content or whatever.
Sure.
And she made me some brown rice the other day. And I was like, this is disgusting. Oh. I hate this. She's like, yeah, me too.
Okay. Really? Oh, you guys are so dramatic.
There's
nothing wrong with brown rice.
It's like gritty.
I can't remember the last time I had brown rice, if I even had it.
So you know what the funny thing is like they'll sell you the brown rice in like a minute bag. Like, pop it in there. Like, that's just as bad.
Yes.
Like, rice is supposed to take like 4 hours to cook or whatever it is.
It's like a 45-minute process.
It's not a quick, like, I'm hungry, I'm going to whip up some rice. It's like, no, like, that's going to take you a minute, dog.
You should not be hungry when you make rice.
No, do not.
You have to wait.
Do not.
It's one of those things.
Like real brown rice can be. It could be a task. You're right.
Shout out to fried rice. That's what I do.
But it's white fried rice.
Yeah. It's,
yeah. Yeah. No.
It's only brown. That's what I'm saying. Fried isn't the color.
No. That's what I'm saying. I don't think I've had brown rice
ever.
I don't think I have. I can't think about
it. You say it's brown because of the soy sauce. That's funny. We'll come back. Matt George is going to join us in about 30 minutes. We'll talk with him about the Sacramento Kings. We'll talk with Trista Crick about the Sacramento Kings. DeMar DeRozan and her favorite player, Zach LaVine. Also, the Keegan Murray conversation continues. We're looking up some numbers here regarding Keegan. That's ahead. Stilo and Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. We're back here. We're talking about halftime. Talking about Kendrick Lamar. You said TC on the line, 916-909-1320. TC, what's happening, baby?
Hey, what's up with my two brothers?
TC, what up, though?
What about your sister? Your sister in here, too.
D-Lo, you beat me to the point. Hey, sister, what's up, man?
What's up?
You beat me to the look at D-Lo, man. Tristan in the building, D-Lo don't know how to act.
Bro. Look, I stole his shine. TC, that's my bad. That's E-Me.
Don't even trip, man. That's the homegirl. You know we get fired up every time she in town.
I need an Airbnb inside of Damien's house, like a guest house in there, so I can stop.
Well, there's room. There's room for it.
There's room.
You know he overlooks the city.
That's not.
I've heard that.
No. Okay.
I heard he has a pool.
No, I have a hole in the backyard more than I have an actual pool. TC, what's happening?
Hey, so look, the King. This is a must-win tonight, man. And I'm with you, Kenny. They starting to vibe a little bit and look a little better, right? Mm-hmm. But what I really want to talk about is I'm listening to the SZA, right? That album, I'm listening to Diamond Boy, right? And she keeps talking about OD. Y'all know what OD? Well, Trisha, you probably do. You know what OD means?
Extra.
Huh?
OD, like that's OD, like it's extra.
Yeah, like it's extra, like overdoing. Yeah. I didn't know that's what it meant, overdoing. My son said that last night. He's like, man, they was talking about me. He was like, man, I had a bad day at work. He was some son. He's like, man, that's low key OD. I said, what? Bro, this whole time I didn't know that was what she was talking about was overdoing. That's all I got, man. I'm late to the party.
I don't even think I thought it was overdose.
Overdose.
Yeah.
TC just had to get that off his chest.
He said, let me just put you guys up on some vernacular that I'm going
to
get wrong.
I thought he was going to like equate SZA and OD into the Kings.
Nope. And just. My man just had something to get off his chest.
He said, that's all I got, man. I'm late to the party. He's like, well, no, you're not, because you don't even have the right party location.
Shout out to my man, TC. Man.
He's
great.
That's
my guy. That's my guy.
If you have something you want to get off your chest, give us a call. 916-909-1320. We brought up the Suns earlier. There's a couple things to throw at you real quick before we get back to the Sacramento Kings, because obviously we'll talk a lot about the Kings when Matt joins us about 25 minutes or so. You were talking about like how bad it is over there right now. Bud's got to be part of that, right?
Ooh, yeah.
Bud is a tough... He was probably not the right coach for that group.
No, I think you're right. Also, you know who's there? Circling back around, spinning the block. Brent Berry took that job to be with Bud.
Mm.
And I don't know. Brent loves
Bud.
Who
was the other one? Oh, was it Isaiah? Who was the one we were convinced was making all the moves with Ishbia?
Oh, was it
Isaiah.
Isaiah
Thomas?
Yeah, it was Isaiah.
Yeah, okay.
Isaiah Thomas.
But I think Bud probably is still scarred from how things were in his time in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. He's known as a player's coach, though. That's what is so stunning. So you've got Monty Williams, who is known as a player's coach, so much so that LeBron wanted him to be the Lakers coach. That didn't work out. He obviously gets booted from Phoenix. And then you have Bud, who's known as a player's coach. Things aren't working out in Phoenix. Like, what is... Maybe it's more than just the coach. Obviously, Frank Vogel was there. He's not some sort of, like, drill sergeant. Mm-hmm. He's not, like, the most player's coach, but he's not somebody that's going to, like, JB Bickerstaff you and say, no earrings at practice. I don't think he's doing that. So, I don't know. It feels like Matt Ishbia came in there into a functioning kitchen and just effed everything up.
Have you met him?
Never met him. Mm. He seems like a dweeb, though.
He might be worse than that, but yeah.
He seems like a guy who wants to be in charge of everything, thinks mm-hmm. he's smarter. I mean, he's a typical owner, but he's a young owner.
Mm-hmm.
He's like if Joe Lacob was our age, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, mm-hmm. dude. And he's in that real estate beef with Dan Gilbert, which is odd. Mm-hmm. But I think it's so bad now. They're in such a bad cap situation, mm-hmm. in such a bad draft pick situation. You have to say, all right, what's the way out? Obviously, trading Kevin is a way out, right? Mm-hmm. But that's not, you're not going to get nearly as much for him as you had to pay for him 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's really trading Devin to the Houston Rockets that you really feel like is the only way to start fresh. They're going to need to burn all of the land down,
right,
and start to plant new seeds like the Houston Rockets did after mm-hmm. James Harden.
Mm-hmm.
Because we saw it doesn't take that long. James Harden was just traded in 2020, right? 2020, 2019, 2020. It's right in there.
From Houston?
From Houston to Brooklyn.
2020, 2021.
Yeah, 2020, 2021. Yes, exactly. So it's only been 4 years since that move was made. And now the Rockets are a very up-and-coming team that we're all excited about. They're probably one piece away. So if you're Phoenix, you have to really consider getting rid of both of your marquee guys for the best of the business, right? I mean, they probably don't want to leave. Doesn't sound like Kevin wants to leave. You had Kevin's podcast host on, Eddie Gonzalez, last week, or was it this week?
He's every week.
Every week, yeah. Mm-hmm. So he was just talking about that as well. So I think if you're Matt Ishbia and the rest of the team, you have to at least strongly consider getting rid of both of those guys.
He said, Eddie talked about, because I thought about the idea of trading Devin Booker, and he's like, Devin is Phoenix. Like,
so is Luka in Dallas.
And you see, he shouldn't have traded him. Like, he shouldn't have. The fans revolted. Like, this is the great value version of Luka in Dallas.
But think about this,
Phoenix. And I'm not even saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that's how he's looked at.
The question is, how long do you suck before the fans are like, we can't just rock with only Devin? Because Luka's different because they just went to the finals last mm-hmm. year. Mm-hmm. Trading Devin after the finals would have felt like this. But they're not even a play-in team. They're getting clapped by the Minnesota Timberwolves, getting swept. I don't even think they're a playoff team this year. I don't even know if they're a play-in team this year. So how many years are you going to allow those assets to decline? Because that's what they technically are. The great players and the fans love them, but if you don't get rid of them in their prime, you're getting nothing back for them, and you don't have your own draft picks, you've got nothing to show for it.
Yeah. Why do you think this actually reminded me, we were looking up, PTI was on, and Casey and I were doing the show the day after KD hits 30,000, and it wasn't even like in the top of their discussion. They were talking about Dak Prescott and the Cowboys and were close to the Eagles, and they had like a hockey tab in there. And it's like, why do you think things are so, or why are things so oddly complicated with Kevin Durant?
Man, I think the thing that everyone says, and I don't know if this is true, but this is what I've heard, is that he just changes his mind so much. Is that Kevin one day wants to go to the Warriors. Somebody told me very close to the situation whenever Kevin, before he left Brooklyn, and it was like Kevin wanted to go back to Golden State. And then, and that was somebody where when they tell you that, you're like, okay, they're not lying. And somebody who was working for the Warriors at one point in time. And so now he's like, I don't want to do that anymore. And now he wants to stay in Phoenix. And then maybe he gets traded to Minnesota and he likes it there. I think Kevin is a complicated, mercurial guy. And
good word.
Him happy is like not easy to decipher. And it's tough because he's is an awesome talent and one of the best scorers we've ever seen, but it's just not translated outside of the Warriors organization to winning. And he wants to do it his own way, and he wants to forge his own path. But he's had a lot of bad luck, too, and some GMs that he's worked for that haven't really put together the best roster around him either. Tough, very tough. Trading for Bradley Beal was the nail in the coffin. You probably could have gotten some really good years if you wouldn't have traded everything for Brad Beal.
So with you saying that, though, that's like insiders reasoning or perspective of KD, like the general public. Like, why don't they, like, kind of fully embrace him that way? Like, the way, like, for instance, the way we wax poetically about Kyrie.
Yep.
Like, people are like, oh, man, Kyrie. Like, if Kyrie scored 30,000, we might do half the show on it.
Yeah.
Or PTI or somebody might, because I don't know.
It feels like Kevin's been playing forever. Right?
How many years has it been?
It's 2008. Yeah, so he got drafted in 2008. The only reason that number comes out and stands out is because we had the number one overall pick, and we took Greg Oden. So
good investment.
Yeah, great decision. He would have left us anyway, though. He was not going to stay a Portland Trailblazer. Let's be honest. We would have drafted him.
Might have stayed.
No, I don't think so. But I think it's just he feels like he's been putting up buckets for forever. Maybe it's his vibe. You said Kyrie looks happy. He looks at peace. Kevin never really looks at peace or happy. And I like Kevin. I really like Kevin. And I think he's probably a really nice guy. I don't know him personally at all. And he's probably a lot more chill than he comes across. But you start your career in OKC, kind of a Tiger Woods thing, where you had a specific vibe and a personality, and you were sort of pushed to do things maybe you didn't want to do, or your interactions with the media went left, and so now you've closed up. And then you go to a new location, and they've really turned you against the team. It was really like, this is Steph's team, it's the Warriors and Kevin. And that becomes grating. So maybe it's just trauma. Maybe it's just the way that Kevin has reacted and related to fans and media is based on his trauma.
You think it's the Warriors, him going to the Warriors, you think that
Yes.
plays a huge role in?
I think the way that the Warriors fan base, our Dubs fan base, treated him was whack.
Yeah, they was true.
You need to treat him like he is the second coming, right? He is saving you. Yes, the Warriors won some championships without him. But let's be honest, the championship that the Warriors won was without Kyrie Irving, against the Cavs, and without Kevin Love. Once you played a fully healthy Cavaliers team, things were starting to get a little bit suspect. And they just never really embraced him. It wasn't, and the Draymond thing didn't help. And so I think it just has impacted his reputation. Him going to Brooklyn to, quote-unquote, follow Kyrie, I think, didn't help. The perception of Kevin is probably a lot worse than the reality of Kevin.
I wonder if Kevin even cares about the perception.
I don't think he does.
I think at one point he did. I don't think he
I think you're right, too. I also think it's interesting you bring up Oklahoma City, because Russ, I really think until maybe this year, was kind of had that reputation with the media as well. And they were a part of the same. They were, what, a year apart?
Yes.
In Oklahoma City?
And Harden as well.
Yeah, Harden for sure. But like, does Harden doesn't really have a reputation with the media?
Definitely.
Does he?
Definitely. Yeah, when I went to Houston, I forget.
The only media clip of James Harden I can think of is Daryl Morey is a liar. That's the only one. And that's not even a media clip. He was talking to some poor children that day.
He did. He pushes the media away. I'm not talking to you. Very tough to talk to in the locker room. Very to himself. Big time. I think all three of those guys have big time chips on their shoulders for a variety of reasons.
Well, Russ has spoken about that. Yes. Russ is, I think, was birthed in the finals. He was like, oh, this is how we do it? Okay. I ain't giving y'all nothing no more.
Yes.
And he pretty much has held true to that.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of maybe an Oklahoma City thing. Mm. Maybe the PR department. I don't know what that was about, but all three of them aren't the most open guys.
Yeah,
Mr. Unreliable was tough.
Yeah.
That was, I can't believe that was the headline. That was crazy.
Yeah.
They did that to KD this, like, third year they were in the playoffs or something like that. And had it was in big old bold letters, too, Mr. Unreliable.
It changed a lot, though, right? Like, you look at OKC now and the way that the media treats all those guys and how they show up together to the dog pound press conference, you know, to sideline reporters. It's like they're fully embraced. Mm. And Shea has done a good job of not separating himself from the team at all. They're like a squad, and they were on the cover of Slam together and everything. And I think that maybe that has something to do with it. It's just they're all those guys and their time in OKC has shaped who they are with the media now. And that shapes how people cover you, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're not easy to deal with. Then when you score 30,000 career points, we're just not going to say anything about it.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.